Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Oh, joining us is Wendy Kahn. She is the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. They have formally called on Johannesburg's Mayor, Dada Morero, to reconsider the appointment. Wendy, good morning. Thank you for joining us. So can we just start with some clarity? What exactly did the Human Rights Commission find regarding Mr. Ahmad, and what remedy was ordered?
The Human Rights Commission, I mean, you'll remember there was that Facebook post where he had that massive gun. Sorry, I can't remember what guns are called, but a very, very big gun. And he was saying, this was in November 2023, and he was standing in front of a Hamas sign. And he was found, the finding was of hate speech and incitement, and he was ordered to apologize for this social media post, and he hasn't complied. So there are two issues here. The first issue is the comments that were made in this post and the insinuations and the incitement in the post, which are serious enough. It's appalling to have a government official who would stand in front of a Hamas sign and make that kind of threat. But secondly, that a person who has got such disdain for one of the constitutional bodies in our country, that they are refusing to comply with the remedy that has been given by the Human Rights Commission. And on both grounds, I would think that this would be an absolutely disgraceful appointment, particularly in a position, and I mean, you can't make this stuff up, he's been made the MMC of Community Development. Now, community development is a portfolio which is about embracing diversity, bringing in all the different wonderful people in our city, the fabric of our city, making everybody feel part and welcome, social cohesion, all these values that they keep telling us that they hold dear to them. And then you appoint somebody who has committed this kind of, who has this finding against him and has given the middle finger, basically, to the Human Rights Commission. It's absolutely a disgrace.
At whose discretion does he serve?
Well, we're looking at the government of the local authority. So this is not, there's a GNU, there's a GPU, there's a GLU.
Well, this is why, because these things confuse me completely.
So he's actually from the Al Jamaa Party, who have a lovely history of making anti-Semitic comments, not very pro us. So it's no wonder that he's been appointed. Dada Marewa, we have our own issues with him. And we just, it's so incredibly disappointing that a city would make this kind of appointment. We have written to the mayor. I don't think any of us are holding our breath.
Has he responded?
He hasn't responded.
So he hasn't acknowledged.
He hasn't responded. And I think, like, in the lead up to the, we're about to go into elections right now. We're going to be going in November, December are the local elections. And I think that we need to give our response at the ballot box.
It's just remarkable that this is even something that would be attempted. Has there been any objection raised by other political parties within council?
This is the early stages. Obviously, there are lots of different ways that we are going to address it. We're not going to just send a letter. Sending a letter to the mayor of Johannesburg is not something that we, that's not the end of the road for us. But I think, is something that and by coming out with this, it's something that we want to have raised.
Well, I think it's important that you did, because it's not reported anywhere. Well, I certainly didn't see it in any of our news publications, and it should be.
It has been.
Because
I didn't see it. In the mainstream media, it has been.
Okay, that is at least positive.
It has received, but there's a lot of things that, as you can imagine, there's lots and lots of of antagonism towards the city. I mean, it's a city that is dismally failing in so many different areas. So it's just one of the accusations against them. But for me, it's a really important because it goes to the values of the leadership of our city. It's one thing about water, and it's one thing about the electricity and the potholes and all of these things which we need to be raising and we need to be angry about. But this is the core of a democratic government, and that for me is what's so absolutely disturbing, that you can have such contempt for people in the city, people who contribute, people who work in the city, people who create jobs in the city, and then you go and do something
The point that I was trying to get to is that I think it's vital and critical that the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, has taken this up like it has. But surely we would expect the other political parties to 100%. Rally as well, because it's not just the Jewish community's worry. This is actually a real concern for the whole city, actually.
Correct, 100%. And we will be engaging in the next weeks with the various within the coalition of the city of Johannesburg and also in the opposition areas. It is of great concern to us, and this is step one. We always reach out to the head, the mayor. I don't think any of us were holding our breath that we were going to get a response, absolutely. But it's certainly not the end of the road.
Well, Wendy Kahn, just keep doing what you are doing, because this is absolutely vital, holding a government, holding institutions to account. Wendy Kahn, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, talking about and raising concerns regarding the appointment of Thapelo Ahmad from as MMC for Community Development.